KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, fog, and it's 65 degrees. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with areas of fog and drizzle this morning. Heavier showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Reminder, there is a flash flood watch currently in effect for Adair, Adams, Cass, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. And that flash flood watch is in effect until 7 a.m. on Saturday. Widespread rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches can be expected through Saturday morning, with locally higher amounts in excess of 3 inches possible, and that may lead to rapid rises on local creeks and streams and ponding of water on the roadways. In addition, a flood watch continues until 5 a.m. Saturday for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties. Additional 1 to 3 inches of rain is possible on top of what already has fallen in those areas. Well, in state news, one person was killed when a motorcycle and a John Deere tractor collided near Dyersville in northeast Iowa late Thursday morning. The Iowa State Patrol says the accident happened about a mile south of Dyersville on Highway 136. The motorcycle, operated by 60-year-old David Allen Jones of Palatka, Florida, hit a tractor pulling a manure wagon as the tractor was turning into a farm lane. The tractor operator was identified as 82-year-old Francis John Neighbor of Dyersville. Palatka died at the scene. The crash remains under investigation. I'll have a look at some area news coming up next.
This is Doug Leonard, audiologist with ASI. It's October, and it's National Audiology Awareness Month. And I wondered, how many of you who hear my radio ads and the weekly sound advice program on this station actually understand what audiologists do? For some, I'm the one forcing you to admit your loss is a problem when you're confident you hear just fine. But for me, I want to give you an accurate understanding of how well you actually hear so you can decide if and how it affects your day-to-day activities. For others, I'm the one trying to sell you hearing aids you don't want. But for me, my focus is on restoring your relationships when you and your loved ones or coworkers are at odds because of poor communication. For still others, I'm the one who makes them feel old because they struggle to communicate. But for me, I want to give you back the ability to enjoy life, to do again the things you've always loved, but now struggle with because of hearing loss. I'm an audiologist, and my focus is to restore your quality of life. Call today, and let's get started. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, and Carroll.
Well, police in Shenandoah say a vehicle was reported stolen early Thursday morning. The vehicle, a black 1997 Dodge Ram extended cab 1500 pickup with Iowa license plates BUX240, was reported stolen around 4:30 a.m. Thursday. It was taken from the 200 block of East Thomas Street. Anyone with information on the location of that pickup is urged to contact the Shenandoah Police Department at 712-246-3512 or your local law enforcement agency. Authorities in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a warrant check on a residence in the 17,000 block of Turnberry Ridge on Wednesday resulted in 52-year-old Connie Mae Dworak Russ of Council Bluffs being taken into custody. Dworak Russ was wanted on an active warrant for harassment in the third degree. She was transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail and booked into that facility. Elsewhere in the news, a new study shows Iowa remains one of the top states for deer collisions. State Farm's 2017 deer collision study shows Iowa drivers have a 1 in 69 chance of hitting a deer, elk, or moose. The data is based on insurance claims, and drivers in West Virginia are at the greatest risk with a 1 in 43 chance of hitting a deer with their vehicles. Iowa is fourth on the list behind West Virginia, Montana, and Pennsylvania. Tyler Harms, a wildlife biologist, a research biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says his agency tries to maintain a very careful balance of the deer population.
Because we do want to provide hunters with a quality hunt, but deer obviously have the potential to have some negative impacts as well to our citizens, such as deer vehicle collisions or agricultural damage or things like that.
In the early 2000s, a deer study advisory committee set a goal for Iowa's annual deer hunter harvest at 100,000 to 120,000 deer.
We've met that goal. We're currently at that goal. We're actually towards the lower end of that goal, and we've been there since 2013. And so we're meeting the goals established by the group, and that goal is what we call socially acceptable. It's acceptable by all parties.
Iowa's landscape contributes to the state's high deer collision rate, according to Harms, as the deer are often leaving forests or brush in search of food.
And I think one other thing to consider, too, is that Iowa does rank fairly high among the 50 U.S. states on the number of public roads that we have, or the total mileage of public roads that we have.
There were over 7,100 crashes between vehicles and deer reported to Iowa law enforcement last year, according to Harms. Car crashes remain the leading cause of death for children under 13, and surveys find that many Iowans don't know how to properly install or use a child car seat. Tammy Fleshner, a spokeswoman for the Butler County Department of Health, said that car seat misuse in Iowa is tracking as high as 95%.
If your child's car seat has expired because they have expiration dates, if they've been in a crash and show signs that they definitely need to be replaced, or maybe it's just the totally wrong seat for your child. The state has definite laws about child passenger safety and what type of seat they should be in, but that's not really the best practice.
Several factors contribute to many misused car seats, including the high number of different vehicles on the roads today. Fleshner says misuse isn't intentional, but it needs to be addressed in order to save lives.
It might be perfect for them today, and in 6 months from today, it's not. We know our caregivers, our parents, our grandparents, they want to do the best thing. It's just they don't have the knowledge to make sure it's right. There's a lot of us out there that are really pushing to make sure that the kids are safe. They're our most precious cargo. We want to make sure they stay safe.
Potential car seat buyers should be wary of car seats at garage sales. In one instance from a garage sale, that remains in Fleshner's mind.
The gentleman says, that's a really good seat. It saved my grandson's life. And we found out, hey, it was in a crash. The car was totaled. Yes, the child was saved. But now that seat is no longer any good because car seats are made for one crash only.
Many county health departments and law enforcement agencies across Iowa will offer a free car seat inspections, typically by appointment. Well, the former director of the Iowa DOT says he's eager to help rebuild and repair the nation's highways. Paul Trombino has been nominated to be administrator of the Federal Highway Administration, and he was quizzed by members of a U.S. Senate committee on Thursday.
The nation's highway system has long been the driving force for economic opportunity and success in the United States, and I am truly humbled at the opportunity to help advance the quality of life of Americans across the country through transportation.
If, as expected, Trombino is confirmed by the Senate for the job, he will take the lead in an agency that will be a key player in President Trump's infrastructure goals. Trombino promised to find ways to streamline the permit process for highway and bridge projects that get federal funding.
The key ingredient from my perspective is providing flexibility for states. Every state is a little bit different. Their rural needs and urban needs are different. And providing tools that allow them to implement projects that allows them to maximize the dollars.
The top Democrat on the committee asked Trombino how he helped to steer a 10-cent state gas tax increase through the Iowa legislature in 2015. Republican Joni Ernst, the Iowa senator who's a member of the committee, said it would be really an uphill battle to get a federal gas tax through Congress.
What are other ways that we can fund our roads and bridges?
Obviously, the gas tax is a funding mechanism. There are a number of alternatives, different types of fees and other things that can be potentially on the table, especially as it comes to freight and other types of issues.
But Trombino isn't offering any specific recommendations. He says those policy decisions will be made by Congress. Trombino worked for 17 years at the Wisconsin Department of Transportation before he became director of Iowa's DOT in 2011. Trombino left state government last year at the end of November to become president of a Central Iowa engineering firm. Reports of bullying and harassment have sharply declined at an eastern Iowa school district. The Dubuque Telegraph Herald reports that Dubuque Community School District officials received nearly 70% fewer bullying reports last school year than in the 2011-2012 year. The district received 18 reports during the 2016-17 school year, which was down from 58 in 2011-2012. School officials say the drop is a sign the district's anti-bullying programs are working, but they still have concerns that the figures may not reflect all bullying. May Hingen, the district's learning support and equality liaison, said she has concerns that not all incidents are getting reported and that she hopes students feel comfortable in coming forward. The owner of a boarding school for teenagers has been released from an Iowa jail while he awaits trial on sex and child abuse charges. Former Midwest Academy director Benjamin Train left the Lee County Jail Thursday after a judge reduced his $500,000 bond to just $50,000. Train had been jailed since surrendering last month to face charges of third-degree sexual abuse, sexual exploitation by a counselor, and child endangerment. Investigators allege he had a sexual relationship with one student, had girls undress and discuss sex for his arousal, and kept some students in solitary confinement for days or weeks. Judge Michael Schilling called the $500,000 bond excessive, saying Train had no criminal record and was unlikely to flee. Train will face restrictions on his travel, a curfew, and is to have no unsupervised contact with minors. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.